Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made. Let me encourage you from the book of 1 Samuel chapter 17 and verse 47. You know the story of David taking down Goliath, and he says that this is the Lord's battle and he will give you to us. Praise God. Amen. My dear brothers and sisters, how does this verse relate to us in our daily living? You know, to defeat giants like addiction, resentment, fear, lust, pride, envy, or anger, you must understand three important scriptures. Very, very important, right? Number one, the temptations in your life are no different from what others experience. That is 1 Corinthians 10:13. All right? Goliath was born a baby, but he grew into a giant. Our giants are often little sins we overlooked and indulged until they assumed a life of their own and came back to haunt us. So, as you begin to say no to small impulses, you will gain the strength to say it to bigger ones. All right? Secondly, as Goliath moved closer to attack, David quickly ran out to meet him. 1 Samuel 17:48 says so. David faced Goliath head on. You must force your giant out into the light and not let him back into your life. Establish boundaries and, if necessary, make yourself accountable to someone who can strengthen and encourage you. Stay out of the wrong company. And above all, don't view God in the light of your problem. View your problem in the light of God. Amen. Thirdly, this is the Lord's battle and he will give you to us. Amen. You are not in this fight alone. God wants to help you overcome your old habits and establish new behaviors. His will for you is to live in a way that is worthy of the people of God has chosen to be his own. Ephesians 4:1 talks about that. So when you repent, which means to do an about face, turn and resolve to walk with God, he will give you the strength to conquer the giant you are facing. God has never lost a battle yet. And when you invite him to join you, you will win. And always remember, I always say it to the people of God, that God destroys your enemies. He does not destroy your friends. As long as you see that particular area of your life as an enemy that does not please God, then God is there ready to help you, deliver you, set you free, and set you on high, because he desires nothing less than the best for you today. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you, Father, because you have put the Spirit of God in us. The light of Jesus shines brightly in us and through us. And I pray that today, that when we face our giants, Lord, we will be able to tear them down in Jesus' name. For we come to this giant in the name of the Lord God Almighty, the Lord of the armies of Israel, who fights our battles, who destroys our enemies. And therefore, Lord, I thank you. Lord, we take and place everything that, Lord, is an encumbrance to us, a hindrance to us. Lord, that is an obstacle in our pathway to our spiritual growth. We tear it down. We destroy it. In the name of Jesus. And I pray that today, oh Father, we will behold your glory. The power of God will manifest in our lives and Jesus will be glorified. Lord God Almighty, I lift up your blood from the altar of God and I sprinkle your blood upon your flock as they step out into their jobs, into the businesses and running the errands for the day. I release your great grace and glory to abound upon them. Bless them, be with them, flourish them, prosper them and keep them from the evil one, O Lord. I also pray for our brothers and sisters who may be grappling with ill health. Lord, I pray with mental anguish. Lord God Almighty, I take authority over every demon of infirmity and I cast it out from their mind, from their bodies, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. For there is victory in the blood of the Lamb, and there is power in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Every knee must bow, and every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. Hallelujah. I declare your lordship over your people in the name of Jesus. And you will receive the preeminence, the glory and honor, dominion and power and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Dear people of God, have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.